There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Thursday, April 13th edition. I'll be your host once again. You can find me on the Twitter at BDNTrick and check us out, thesportsdegens.com at thesportsdegens. We have an 11-game all-day slate on tap, 5 games early, 6 games late. A little bit of weather to check into here. We have chances of rain in Detroit, light chances, wind blowing out. In Boston, wind blowing out hard right field, which makes our Boston stacks coming up even sweeter. Dodgers-Cubs, light chances of rain in Wrigley, wind blowing in hard from right field. So good news there for one of the pitchers we are targeting. In Cleveland, wind blowing in hard from right field, White Sox. Indians might help Josh Tomlin keep some balls in the yard. Going to the night slate. Looks like we're going pretty good. Wind blowing out hard in San Francisco. Rockies, Giants, pitchers duel. Wind blowing out hard to right center field. But other than that, the night slate looks real good. Little bit of issues in the morning 5-game slate. So keep your eyes on that. Other than that, we look like we are in the clear weather-wise. Remember to follow Kevin Roth on the Twitter or MLB DFS Weather. There's a few of them. Kevin Roth, best in the business. So check him out. Indeed, and let's get to the 5-game early slate. We kick it off with our top pitching options of the night, and it kicks off with Yu Darvish at $11,500 going up against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. If anybody's listened to my preview podcast on the season, I am huge on Yu Darvish, and nothing's going to change that overnight. In his first start of the year, he got you 13.1 points, but that was mainly a control issue as he issued his first start of the year, he issued 5 walks against the Indians, and he got beat up against the Indians. Against Oakland, much better. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 5 Ks, only 3 walks, 17.3 DraftKings points. He's getting better and better. He has the big, big K upside, downside to facing the Angels. They aren't the biggest strikeout team in the world. But going into this day slate, you'll see the pitching is very, very, very bad. Darvish is striking out roughly 30.2% of pitchers in last year and this year combined. He's the favorite in the game, but the Angels only strike out about 16.5% of the time. So there's that to worry about there. But all in all, Darvish is in line for the win. He's in line for a good outing. And the Angels are only predicted by Vegas team total of 3.62 runs. Over-under the game, 7.5. Lowest over-under on the morning slate. I like me some Yu Darvish early on. Going on to our next option, Jordan Zimmermann of the Detroit Tigers at home against the Minnesota Twins. The Twins can be a little sneaky. There's no doubt about that. But Zim's in line for a nice start here as well. He's only 7,300 tonight, and he's coming off a pretty good start against the Boston Red Sox. 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks. Really good against the Red Sox offense. Facing the Twins, who sneaky offensive, nothing out of outstanding, but sneaky good. But Zimmermann will be facing a Twins team that's striking out over 22% of the time right now. That bodes well for our DFS numbers. The Twins are have a team total of 4 on an over-under of the game is 8.5. So that's a little scary. A little head stack is not the worst thing in the world, but on this early slate, definitely looking Zimmerman. Next up, Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox, $6,600 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah, it's a little sketchy because that wind I mentioned, but again, day slate's horrible. Got beat up a little against Detroit his first time out, but Detroit matches lefties. Keep that in mind. The Pirates have been very bad against lefties to start the season. A little rough even last season, but to start the season, really, really sketchy against lefties. It's definitely a risky play. I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to have a little go in the other direction. But they're striking out over 23% of the time right now, especially against left-handed pitching. And just not the best look. Their ISO is very bad against lefty, 0.145 on the year. Definitely a target in this one. There's supposed to be a ton of offense. The over-under is 9.5, biggest on the day, the whole day, let alone the day slate. So it's a very risky play, but a nice GPP play in my opinion. My last option, Brett Anderson, $7,000 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers, his former club. Coming off a solid start against Milwaukee, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks. He controls damage. He's not going to get lit up too often. We said that wind's blowing in nicely in Wrigley. Dodgers aren't the biggest team to match the lefties. You got like Forsyth, you know, Puig. A couple of options there, but over as a team, not the best. Team total around 4 on the slate against lefties. 0.274 WOBA, 0.116 ISO. Not good at all. Really struggling against lefties. That was their big bugaboo last year, and it's not shaping up at all right now. Striking out over 22% of the time. Anderson's not a huge strikeout guy by any means, but he's there might be a couple extra Ks in his onslaught today. And lines up nicely. Brett Anderson at 7 grand. Very, very enticing look, to say the least. We move on to the position players at catcher. Wilson Contreras going up against the lefty Hyunjin Ryu of the Dodgers. Love me some Contreras in this one. Francisco Cervelli, if you're not playing E-Rod against the lefty, Cervelli's a good look always. For the Red Sox, I like either Sandy Leon at 3,400 against Cool or Christian Vasquez at 29, whoever starting Vasquez had a big game, used him in that one. We're going to be targeting Cool early and often. The Sox have the highest team total on the day at 5 in that over-under 9.5 game. Definitely a Boston stack. They'll be popular as all popular could be, but you can't ignore them completely today. For the Tigers, either Alex Avila at 3 grand or James McCann at 2,900 going up against Phil Hughes, fly ball pitcher Phil Hughes. Good cheaper option there as well. Moving on to first base, we got Miggy Cabrera at $4,900. Miggy, he's struggled to start the year, but he absolutely loves Phil Hughes. 19 for 46 lifetime, 5 doubles, a triple, and 6 home runs. If anybody's going to help Miggy find the Miggy stroke, it could be Phil Hughes, so don't completely sleep on him. If you want the cheaper first base option on DraftKings, from that game, Victor Martinez is a good look at 3,700. You can save 12K. He's 12 for 38 lifetime with 2 doubles and a homer off of Phil Hughes. Backing up a second, Jose Abreu, 5,100, going up against Josh Tomlin. Josh Tomlin's a huge fly ball pitcher, gives up the long ball. So targeting him is not the worst thing to do. Vegas isn't high on the White Sox with the lowest team total on the day slate at 3.67. But I like a little White Sox as contrarian. Abreu, 2 doubles and a homer in his lifetime, short span against Tomlin. Getting a part of that Red Sox stack, Hanley Ramirez, $4,700, first base outfield eligible. Mike Napoli, $3,800, going up against Ricky Nolasco is a nice cheap play. Cool for the Pirates, really, really struggles overall for the most part, but especially against lefties. So Mitch Moreland is $3,500. He's been hitting everything under the sun lately. He's hot, 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 so don't sleep on Mitch Moreland at $3,500. And check the Dodgers lineup if you want a super value play. Look at Scott Van Slyke at $2,800 at first base. I'll mention this throughout the pod for the ones I noticed. There's probably some I missed, and I'll pick up on them the next few days. But DraftKings did what they do every, you know, week, 2 weeks or whatever. They'll start tinkering with position eligibilities. Some they still have, like Odubel Herrera is still second base somehow. Never played a game there all last year. But Scott Van Slyke lost his outfield eligibilities, first base only. So you got to make that decision in that one. Moving to second base, Dozier always in play at $4,500 against Zimmerman. If you're going to try to fade Zimmerman, you start with the top of that Twins order. And Dozier's definitely there at $4,400 with Brian Dozier. Ian Kinsler, $4,300 against Phil Hughes. Love Ben Zobrist today, second base, outfield eligible at $4,200. Mashes lefties, great play against Ryu. Contreras, Zobrist, like Baez, that middle part of the order there. And Chris Bryant, really solid look there. Addison Russell, good right-handed bats against Ryu right there. Ruby and Odor, $4,000. Forsyth, $3,500. Forsyth's one of the few bats in the Dodgers I'd use against Brett Anderson. He loves facing his lefties. Mentioned Baez, second base, third base eligible at $3,800. So you can have Baez at second, Zobrist in the outfield, Baez at third, whatever. You can make it work. And check the Sox lineup. Second base, outfield eligible, Brock Holt, $3,600. They traveled in today for this game against the Pirates, so they might let some guys rest. Keep an eye on Holt. Could be a nice little value play against Cool. Third base, the Todd Father. He's first base, third base eligible at $5,400. Make sure he's in the lineup. Chris Bryant, $5,100. Third base outfield eligible against Ryu. Jose Ramirez, third base outfield eligible for the Indians. $4,400 going up against Gonzalez of the Chicago Indians. Very nice look today. 4.83 team total, projected team total. They are second to Boston as the best play on the morning slate. Miguel Sano, third base outfield eligible at $4,000. The guy is hitting like we thought he finally could. So he's that early part of the order stack against Zimmerman. If you're fading Zimmerman, it's like Dozier, Kepler batting second, and Sano. That's where you're looking in that one. Nick Castellanos, $3,800, still criminally underpriced against Phil Hughes. I don't care if it's righty-righty. Nick Castellanos has been hitting everything hard right now. He's hitting, I believe, second in that order. Very good play at $3,800. That's really, really good value for the potential he returns. Check on the lineup, but if you are fading Rodriguez, David Freese, $3,500, first base, third base eligible. If you want a good GPP play, I've mentioned him a few times lately. He even had a triple last night. It's boom or bust with him, but Joey Gallo, third base outfield eligible at $3,400 on a small slate against Ricky Nolasco. I like that a lot. I like a Texas stack against Nolasco, and Gallo will be a part of it. I like Gallo in this. He definitely can get you a zero, so I don't want to even hear about it if he does because he can go 0 for 4 with the golden sombrero. But he has that big-time upside day game in Anaheim. Keep an eye on Gallo. And then these guys are shortstop and third base eligible for the Tigers. Jose Iglesias at $2,700. Andrew Romine at $2,300. Both punt plays if you're going that direction. Because there's not a lot of cheap plays on this slate, surprisingly, on both slates compared to what we usually see. Both upside in that Tigers lineup. Going to shortstop, Xander Bogaerts. Shortstop, third base eligible at $4,800. Targeting Cool. Love me some Francisco Lindor at $4,700 against Gonzalez. All Lindor does is produce. What a ball player this kid is. For the Cubbies, shortstop, third base eligible, Addison Russell, $3,700. And then Jordy Mercer facing a lefty will likely be leading off. He's $3,500. That price tag's getting pretty steep for Jordy. But like I said, unless you go to the Iglesias Romine, Jordy's the cheapest shortstop I'd go with on the day slate. Heading to the outfield, we have tons of options as normal. Well, not as many, actually. We have more on the evening. But we'll kick it off. Mookie Betts, $5,500 against Cool. Betts has to get his stroke going eventually. Remember, he had the flu for a while, so he's getting healthy again. Don't be surprised when Betts finally has that double-dong game, and this is a good one for him to try it today. Michael Trout, $5,300. Always a good option. I love Darvish today, so I won't have many bats against him, but if you're going to have any bat, if you just want one bat, Mike Trout, 10 for 37, lifetime with 4 home runs against Yu Darvish. Starling Marte, $4,900 against the lefty Rodriguez is a good play. If you just want one bat against them, Marte is a good one to have. The Milkman's $4,800 going up against Josh Tomlin. McCutcheon, $4,800. Andrew Benintendi's $4,200. That price tag's finally coming up, and deservedly so. The kid is absolutely mashing. Love me some Benintendi today against Cool. Like I said, Cool really, really struggled against lefties last year. Tons of hard contact against him. Benintendi is a great play today. Puig, $4,000. Chu, $3,900 against Nolasco. Definitely a part of that Texas stack. Great price on Chu. Good on-base percentage. Score some runs. Kepler, $3,700 for Minnesota. If you need another one, Grossman's $35 for Minnesota. And then this is still stupid cheap. Nomar Mazara is $3,500. Like I'm telling you, Chu, Mazara, Gallo, those three are already in my mind. And Odor, You get a good little Texas stat, but look at Mazzaro's 35, Chu's 39, Gallo's 34. It'll allow you to fit in Darvish if you need to go that route. Because Boston is a phenomenal stack, but they will be pricey. Cleveland's a really, really good stack. I like them a lot, but they're pricey. So you just got to mix and match. Vegas isn't huge on Texas team total, but I like them a lot. For your stacks of the day, Boston against Cool, that's obvious. That's going to be real, real, real heavy. I like me some Detroit against Hughes, implied team total of 4.50, over under 8.5. Cleveland against Gonzalez, I mentioned. White Sox against Tolman can be interesting, and Pittsburgh against Rodriguez. And I love Texas against Nolasco. Love them a ton. Boston and Cleveland are probably going to be the most popular stacks on the morning, and rightfully so. Tigers might be pretty close. I love me some Texas if you want to go off the board and be a little different from the crowd. Give me some Texas. Max it up with Yu Darvish, maybe some Zimmerman or Anderson. Anderson's really safe if you want to save $300. I like Anderson as well. So there's definitely options, not a ton. It's a five-game slate. What do you expect? But you're going to have to take some gambles on a five-game slate. But that's where we're going. Moving on to our six-game evening slate, and it's led off with the one and only Mad Bum at home. First home start of the year. He is dominant at home, way more than the past. I've mentioned that many times. Going up against the Rockies club, who usually hits lefties well, but it's off to a pretty slow start this year as a whole. Mad Bum, just pure filth. He's 12,500, so he's expensive. He's worth the price. He has a 27.4% K percentage. Rockies strike out almost 23% of the time. They have just everything lines up for Mad Bum in this one. Facing the Rockies, who implied team totals only 2.9, lowest on the entire slate. The over-under on the game, 6.5. It's also in part to the guy he's facing, but they're just a mess against left-handed pitching to start this year. I know it's early, but you know Arenado's good. They have bats there, like Story, that are scary. So would you be surprised if they put up a couple of home runs against Bumgarner? Not at all. But outstanding play at 12-5. If you could fit him in, definitely, definitely in your lineups. His counterpart in that game, John Gray, 10K. He would be out of Coors Field, which we know he pitches good at, but going up against the Giants offense, I'm not overly impressed with. Shelby Miller actually looked good last night until one rough inning, and then their bullpen got lit up for the rest. But Shelby Miller looked good last night. I had a lot of him. It was going good, and then it just went the wind fell out of that one. But John Gray, really good spot tonight. Going up against the Giants in hitter-friendly San Francisco, obviously a park shift from Colorado. He's $10,000. You're going to save $2,500 on Mad Bum. I'd still pay for Mad Bum if you can, but you're going to look at the bats tonight. You're going to have to go a lot of mid to low threes to make it work, so there's not a lot of guys in the twos worth targeting. So John Gray could be a nice pivot. Don't completely ignore him, basically. He has a 25.6% K rate. Giants strike out only about 17.5% of the time, so not a ton, but he lines up nicely. Giants are the second lowest implied team total at 3.60, and they're not lighting the world on fire offensively, to say the least. It's not Captain Obvious stuff there. So don't sleep on John Gray at 10K. Kevin Gausman, $8,700 on the road in Toronto, is dicey. Very, very good pitcher, fastball pitcher. Got beat up a little against the Yanks in his last start. Pitched good against Toronto in his first start in Baltimore, 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned. 4 Ks, but he also had 4 walks. He had 3 walks in his last start. That's his bugaboo. He's only getting you 10.6 or 3.9 fantasy points in 2 starts. That's scary also. Small slate, though. I like the gamble. You're facing the Toronto Blue Jays implied team total of 4.33. They're like in the middle of the pack overall in the day. They do hit righties pretty well. Their ISO is pretty solid. They're a good offense. We know what the Jays are. This is strictly a GPP play, and you're going to have to use some guys outside of Bumgarner and Gray. It's obvious. If you're on FanDuel, no, you don't. You go with those two and you build around it. But Gausman, the reason why I like him, huge K rate, 22.6%, and the Jays strike out a ton. So he might give up a few home runs, but the strikeout numbers are there if he can get you 5 or 6. That's a big if with Gausman, so it's a risky play to say the least, but the rest of these are pretty risky to say the least. We got Francisco Liriano, $8,000. I know everyone's like, what are you doing with Francisco Liriano? He couldn't get out of his own way his last start. He went a third of an inning, for crying out loud, against the Tampa Bay Rays. Couldn't find the strike zone. 3 hits, 5 earned, 4 walks, all over the place. Minus 11.5 DraftKings points. Horrible. What are you doing saying Francisco Liriano? Exactly. My point exactly. That's everybody's answer to Francisco Liriano this morning. Everybody's. He had a bad start. He's a good pitcher. Is he going to have more bad starts this year? Yes. You know why? Because he's Francisco Liriano. That's what he does. And when he's a chalk pitcher like he was that day, majority of the time, if you play daily fantasy sports, Liriano gets destroyed on chalk day. Am I going to keep playing him on chalk day when it's a short slate like that day was? Most likely, because it was a good matchup for him. And today is the same. He has a K rate of 22.9. The Orioles strike out 22.7% of the time. So you have good numbers there. It is scary. Don't get me wrong. 4.17% implied team total. They hit righties better than lefties. And their woe was down on the year. So would I be surprised again? Would I be surprised if Baltimore goes off? No. But Liriano's favored in this game for a reason. Vegas sees the difference in this two over Gausman. He's $8,000. He's $700 cheaper than Gausman. Both of them are very risky. Liriano's going home. He's going to have the home crowd behind him. Maybe it gets his psyche up. He could literally get destroyed again. But Liriano's way too good to be that bad. I see at least five or six quality innings out of him. 2 to 3 runs. Give me 5, 6, 7 strikeouts. I like Liriano at 8K. Many of you think I'm foolish. Don't play him if you don't like him. But this is the best GPP play out there. It's like when I recommended Tanaka. He wasn't great, but he was better than his first start. Super low owned. People will see the last start and say, nope, no way in hell I'm playing Liriano. That's fine. I don't blame you. He was disgusting. It was like the worst car crash you'd ever seen. All you could do is stare and watch. But I like him a lot. Great matchup for Liriano. Sure, you know, you have Trumbo and Machado and Chris Davis, and the list goes on. And would I say hedge stack? Yes. Make a second lineup with some Orioles in it, because if Liriano gets destroyed, you're covered. But definitely using him. Another play tonight, Wei-Yin Chen, $7,700, going up against the New York Mets. He faced the Mets last week, 6 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks, looked very, very good, looked more like the pitcher the Marlins paid for last year. I think Chen's in for a good season this year. We know the Mets have some guys that can hit lefties well, so I wouldn't go all in on Chen, but I'd have a pretty good exposure out of the mid-priced arms. Chen's one of the better ones. Almost a 20% K rate. Mets strike out about 21% of the time. He needs to keep the walks in check. The walks can get a little out of hand, but for the most part, he's been good with that. He's the favorite in the game. The over-under is only 8 in this game, which helps. And going up against the Mets with the implied team total of 3.85, one of the lowest ones on the day. Good look there. The Mets can rake. They're actually a hot team. So that's why I'm saying don't go crazy on him. But Chen's a nice look. Many will overlook him at $7,700. Next on my list in the same game, I like me some Robert Gesselman. Many will overlook this gentleman as well. He is $7,000 on the road in Miami going up against Chen. Last start, 5 innings. He went 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned, 7 Ks. That K potential is what gets my radar going. Going up against the Marlins, we have he has a 23.5% K rate and the Marlins 19.0. The Marlins, you play the Marlins versus left-handed pitching. Right-handed pitching, sure, they can hit, but great spot for Gesselman. I'm high on Gesselman. I've talked about him a lot this year. 7K is a solid look there. If you want to roll the dice on slipping Jimmy Nelson, $6,700 against the Reds, not a bad look. He looked really good early in the season so far. He changed some things, added some pitch, I believe. It's a scary place to pitch in Cincinnati. He gives up a lot of hard contact against righties and lefties. He's going to be like a 50-50 pitcher throughout the year, so a good comes with the bad. Is the bad this week? Possibly. He's a decent GPP play. Do not play him in cash. But I like Jimmy. Good K upside against the Reds. Option there. And if you want to punt, Luis Severino at $6,200. Good K upside against the Rays as well. But I definitely like some Rays bats in that game. So not all in there. But Mad Bum, 12.5. John Gray, 10,000. Gossman, 87. Liriano, 8,000. Chen, 77. Nelson, 6,700. Gesselman, 7 grand. Severino, 6,200. Those are the places I'd be looking today on the mound. Tons of options, but there are a lot of, like, outside of Bumgarner and Gray, a lot of ugly options. That's why there's a lot of options. So be careful. Blow up potential all over the place today. Let's check out the bats. We go to the catching position. Sal Perez, $3,600. He is out just hot as hell. Going up against Jesse Hahn. Sal Perez is $3,600, my top catching option on the slate. Wellington Castillo, $3,500, going up against the lefty in Liriano. He's 6-for-19 lifetime with two homers. He mashes lefties. Beef Wellington is on the list. The A's are facing a lefty. The A's are my favorite stack of the night. And when the A's face a lefty, double-check the lineup. Usually that means Josh Fegley's catching at $3,200. Good off the radar catching option there. And if you want to go Travis d'Arnaud at 3K for the Mets, he's, you know, injured most of last year, having an okay start to the year, facing Chen, not the worst look in the world there. Better Mets bats I'd be targeting, but $3,000 for Arnaud, not bad. First base is loaded tonight. Kicks us off with Joey Votto at 4,900 in that little ballpark, facing the slipping Jimmy. A lot of hard contact, especially to lefties. Joey Votto at 4,900, good play. Will probably be overlooked a bit tonight because of the high price tag and other options, but I like it. Eric Hosmer, 4,200 against Jesse Hahn. Mark Trumbo, 4K, first base outfield eligible. He's taken Liriano deep twice. A nice, nice play I like today. I love Milwaukee against Arroyo. Most people should. Vegas has their implied team total at 4-5-6. The Reds are 4-4-4 against Jimmy. But Eric Thames, first base outfield eligible against Bronson Arroyo at $4,000. Thames is a very nice play today, first base or outfield. Matt Holliday, 3,900 against Matt Andrees, first base outfield eligible. Holliday off to a very solid start to the season. Kendrys Morales, I'll probably mention him over and over again if he keeps getting priced like this. $3,800 against Gausman. Good play there in Toronto. Belt, $3,700 against Gray. Belt's off to a good start to the season. Tough matchup tonight, though, so I'd probably go elsewhere, but he'll be very low-owned if you want to go that way. Ryan Healy, first base, third base eligible in our A's stack. $3,600, definitely in the stack tonight. Lomo against Severino, $3,600. Justin Bour, if you want a cheap first baseman, $3,300 against Gesselman. And the punt third baseman of the night, and he'll probably be chalky as hell because he went yard twice yesterday. But it's a good play. If you're fading Liriano, this is a great play in my opinion. Trey Mancini at 3K, right-handed bat, tons of power. Going against Liriano, should be in the lineup. Make sure he is. But 3K is going to get you some salary relief tonight. So Trey Mancini, not a bad play at all. Moving on to second base, here's some of your position changes. A lot happened here. Johnny VR, $4,700, solid play, went yard yesterday. He's only second base eligible now. He used to be second base, third base, or some shortstop in there, one of the two. Second base only. D. Gordon, $4,300. Bradley Miller, $4,100 for the Rays, like his power against Severino. He is now only second base eligible, so keep that in mind. Jose Peraza, $4,000 against Nelson. He's now only second base eligible, no more shortstop with Peraza. Scooter Jeanette, $3,800 is a nice sneaky play against Nelson, off to a really good start. Joe Panic, $3,600. Wilmer Flores, Mets are facing a lefty. Wilmer Flores is a great play. $3,300, second base, third base eligible. Wilmer Flores, all he does is mash on lefties. Moving to the hot corner, third base, Manny Machado, third base, shortstop eligible, $4,700. Hits righties better than lefties, but let's face it, it's Manny Machado. I'll trust him against basically anybody. Josh Donaldson, $4,600 is a good play tonight. Arenado, $4,200 against Bumgarner. Arenado absolutely destroys the Giants, period. Doesn't matter who's pitching. So I'm not going to use him because I'm not fading Bumgarner. But if you are, Arenado's a great play, pretty cheap. Travis Shaw against Bronson Arroyo might be the best third baseman play of the night. He's been hitting very well this year, especially against right-handers. He's getting cleanup in that Brew Crew order. He's only $3,800, which is criminal. Love Travis Shaw tonight, $3,800. Get him in your lineup, please. Trevor Plouffe against the lefty, $3,700 is great. Plouffe and Shaw, I believe, at one time had first base eligibility. They're only third base now, so keep them in mind. That sucks because you have to pick one of the two, and I like them both very much. I'd go Shaw over Plouffe, but Plouffe against the lefty is nothing to ignore. Eugenio Suarez off to a roaring start. Lefty, righty, doesn't matter. He's hitting the ball hard all over the place. $3,700 against Slippin' Jimmy in that small park. They're expecting 9 runs in that game, biggest total of the evening. So don't ignore either side. I like Nelson as a GPP pitcher with upside, But in reality, you're stacking Reds, you're stacking Brewers, you're stacking this game. You're going to have some fun with Milwaukee, Cincinnati. It's a great look tonight. People will be looking elsewhere. I love Oakland stack. I love a little Kansas City stack. Milwaukee, Cincinnati is where it's at. Oakland's my top one just because they mash lefties, but you cannot ignore Milwaukee and Cincinnati tonight. The Moose is loose. Mike Moustakas, $3,400. Good value play there. And he's still so cheap. Chase Headley, $3,300 against Matt Andrees. A little Yankee stack is in play tonight against Andrees. And Chase Headley's a part of it. It sounds crazy saying it, but he just continues to hit. Had a couple more hits yesterday. And he's only $3,300. DraftKings is not paying attention to this at all. Going over to shortstop, Tulowitzki, 4K. As Drubal Cabrera, switch hitter against Chen, $3,700. Nice play. Marcus Simeon against the lefty at $3,600. And Brandon Crawford at $3,500. Not a lot I like when it comes to the shortstop position this evening. Heading to the outfield, we are loaded as usual. Ryan Braun, $5,100, and rightfully so. 14 for 55 lifetime with three doubles and four home runs against Arroyo. Centerpiece in your stack with Shaw and others. Giancarlo Stanton, 5K, double donged yesterday. He's heating up. Watch out, folks. Yoenis Cespedes against the lefty. He mashes lefties. $4,800. He's swinging a hot bat. Triple dong the other night. RBI double, I believe, last night. Cespedes, hot, hot, hot. Christian Yelich, $4,500 against Gesselman. Adam Duvall, $4,400 against Slippin' Jimmy. Super small sample size, but he's hitting pretty well against him. Billy Hamilton leading off, $4,300. Love Billy Hamilton at all times in DFS. Lorenzo Cain against Hahn, $4,200. K with the Chris Davis at $4,100 will be in many of my lineups tonight against the lefty Vargas. Jay Bruce, 4K. Rajay Davis, $3,900. Adam Jones, $3,900. He's taken Larry on a deep three times. Steven Souza Jr., $3,900. Hits righties better than lefties. He's swinging a very, very good bat, hitting near the middle of that Rays order. Like some Steven Souza Jr. tonight to be very productive against Severino. Aaron Judge continues to hit. If the Yankees ever get their shit together and move him out of like the seventh and eighth spots in the order and put him somewhere productive, that would be great. $3,900 is a great price for Judge. Get him in your lineups if you're playing the Yanks. Kiermaier, $3,800. Nice play against Severino. Scheffler, $3,800 against Nelson. He's always under-owned in that Reds lineup, and he's very productive this year. Craig Gentry should be leading off for the Orioles against the lefty at $3,700. Cedic, $3,700 as well. Great play against Severino. That'll wrap us up with the bats on the evening slate. Remember, Oakland, love that stack. Chris Davis, Healy, Simeon's there, Plouffe's there, Fegley's there, many options. Rajay Davis is there. Lots of good plays against Vargas and the lefty. Milwaukee versus Arroyo, love that one as well. Ryan Braun, Thames, Shaw, those three for sure. Johnny VR is a great look. Good options there against Arroyo, who's just not a good pitcher, period, anymore. You got Kansas City versus Hahn. Moose is cheap. Hosmer's cheap. Miami versus Gesselman. Yelich, Stanton. Cincinnati versus Nelson's a good look also if you're not pitching Nelson. You got Votto, Hamilton, Duvall. Suarez, many options there. Yankees versus Andrees, I like. Judge, Headley, and others. Tampa Bay versus Severino, Baltimore, Toronto. Tons of options. Tons of options. Don't forget highest totals, day slate, Pittsburgh, Boston. Night slate is Milwaukee, Cincinnati. 11 game all day, 5 game early, 6 game late. Tons of actions. Weather looks overall okay, so keep that in mind. Most importantly, let's make some money. Check out these sports DJs. We have a day slate. There's a Jorktacular at night. Hit us up if you'd like to play. Check out the stuff we have. I recorded two pods yesterday, Around the Bases, Episode 7, with myself and Boston Mower coming out. Good stuff there. Week 1 talk and some other baseball talk. And then I also recorded a Bench with Bubba. I had a great PGA DFS one with DFS Golf Gods. Check that out. That's Episode 34. Recorded episode 35 last night with Jessica Kleinschmidt. She's a Fadrenic Sports, Fangraphs, all kinds of places. Big fantasy baseball person, DFS person, just baseball person overall. Really had a good time with that interview. Check it out. It's dropping today. It's actually live, iTunes and SoundCloud. Check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker. Give us a 5-star review. We'd love it. Or any review. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how I can help you more. Format-wise, stats-wise, what would you like? I'm not a big stat nerd. We know that. I'm just here to give you the info. So let me know what you got. More importantly, let's cash on this Thursday. Head into the weekend with some green screens. Hope everybody has a great day. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 13th edition.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.